The Gemara then continues, V'itana kelim, and if the Tana of the Mishnah had taught this halacha only regarding a stolen kli, or stolen utensil, hava mina, I might have said, kelim hu dekamakni lake fela, that it's only by cases of utensils, by kelim, that that's where the baal, the owner, would say to the shomer that he could go ahead and have a double payment. Mishum delo nafish keflayu, since the double payment itself is never extended. Meaning, by the case of stolen utensils, that original double payment will never go beyond, will never increase, because you don't have a 4 or 5 times penalty by utensils. You only have that by stolen sheep or stolen ox, like we're about to see. Therefore, we're going to say that the owner was willing to give the shomer a fixed double payment at that time. Aval behema, however, but by the case of an animal, the chitava humachar, since when the thief slaughters or sells the animal, mishalim tashlume dalavehe, he must pay a 4-fold or 5-fold payment, emalo makni lekfela. I might say that the owner does not convey to the shomer a future double payment. Meaning, since by animals, the baal knows that if the animal gets stolen, and then the thief proceeds to slaughter and sell the animal, when he gets caught, the thief has to pay 4 times the amount of the animal, if it was a sheep or lamb, and 5 times the amount of the animal, if it was an ox. The owner realizes that, and we would say that he would not give those rights of the extra penalty payments to the shomer on the chance that it gets stolen. The Gemara then concludes, Tzricha. Therefore, it was necessary to teach that in both cases, the owner is going to convey all future penalties to the shomer itself. And the reason the Mishnah specifically mentioned both cases, meaning by kelim and by behema, is to show you that each case alone, we would not have been able to learn the other from it, because each one you might have thought differently, and therefore the Mishnah had to teach both cases together. This concludes the first part of the Gemara.